So we take you to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure which part of Pennsylvania this is. 55-year-old man named Robert Wallish III was on trial for shooting one of his neighbor's dogs. Now, there's a lot of details in this. And it happened. Our story begins just before Christmas of 2024. Robert has a hunting cabin out in Clinton County. Kind of the 16th, he woke up and made himself some coffee. Before the sun came up, Robert went out to check on his trail cameras. One of them had the battery had died. So I guess he can keep an eye on the animals or the people coming and going near his property. And as he walked through the woods, he had a cup of coffee in one, or I'm sorry, a flashlight in one hand and a rifle in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Then he heard growling, so he opened fire.
Mm.
Then Robert realized what he had done. 10 to 15 feet away, a dead dog.
Mm. He thought it might have been a wild animal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he did what most of us would do. He decided to grab a trash bag. Stuff the carcass into the bag, cram that bag into the back of his car, and drive back home 150 miles.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Thinking he would not get caught killing this dog.
Middle of the night.
Right.
Darkness of the woods.
It's somebody's dog. But that's pretty low. I mean, that's somebody's
dog. Is it?
I think that's somebody's dog. I think you go, what do you do in that situation?
Well, in his situation, I don't know what the rules are. Mm-hmm. You wait till the sun comes up, see if the dog has a tag.
You could put a flashlight on and see if the dog has a tag or some sort of light, your phone
light.
Yeah,
you said he had a flashlight.
He had a flashlight.
Yeah. I'd go door to door and say, does anybody know whose dog?
Shot your dog.
Yeah, I shot your dog. It's the middle of the night. I am armed. Yes.
Well, if it had a tag, you just call the number and say, there's been a terrible accident.
Yeah. I've shot your dog. You have to take responsibility. You have to tell somebody their dog has died. Terrible, but it has to be.
He did not.
He shoved it in the trunk and drove back home.
3 miles from his house, he went to he dumped it in the park. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, someone discovered that the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert still thought, by the way, that he had done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. But while this was happening, the owners of the dead dog had begun an investigation of their own. They're the Gavlocks, G-A-V-L-O-C-K. The Gavlocks owned the dog. His name was Hemi.
Mm-hmm.
So Hemi is now dead. Andrew Gavlock had spotted blood in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And used his binoculars to follow the trail over there to Robert's cabin. So he called the state police. And then the state police were questioning Robert, which, yada, 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 he was on trial for aggravated animal cruelty and tampering with evidence. As the second day of testimony was wrapping up, this is this past Friday,
mm-hmm.
a dog wandered into the courtroom.
A dog wandered into the courtroom
during proceedings.
He didn't shoot it, did he?
He did not.
Okay.
It's not the dead dog. That was immediate mistrial. The man was on trial for shooting a dog. The jurors were now looking at a dog.
So you can't go forward with
immediate mistrial.
Yeah, like emotional, like it would trigger like an emotional response.
Bingo.
But we all know what dogs are. I mean, just because you see a dog in... I mean, people are on trial for shooting people and other people come into the court. You know, that's
fact.
You know, you could be on trial for shooting a woman and a woman is in the court.
Yeah, but when you see your family when you get home, is that the same reaction as seeing your dogs when you get home?
No, they love me.
See?
They come over and just shower me with love and kisses. My goodness.
That can be persuasive.
Yeah, it can be. But will they try him again? I mean,
the two sides are supposed to try to come up with a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, a new trial begins in May.
You know, I think he did everything wrong in that situation. First of all, he should have gone door to door or certainly looked for a tag or whatever and tried to find the owner of the dog. Secondly, he should never have dumped the dog in a park 3 miles from his house. If you're going to go ahead and carry it out, just dump him 75 miles from your house.
Yeah, do it behind a Hobby Lobby.
Exactly.
Into the dumpster with the other stuff.
Right. Shane, you want to comment on this? Go ahead.
Yeah, so a friend of mine and I were riding around in high school, killing time like you do when you're in high school, and we were driving through a neighborhood, driving too fast, I'm sure, rounded a corner, and there were like a group of dogs and two of them kind of humping in the middle of the road. My buddy didn't know what to do. He freaked out, and he chose one, and we looked in the rear mirror. We saw it rolled into the ditch after he had hit it. And we just panicked and drove off. Then like a week or so later, we're at a friend's house who happened to live in that neighborhood. And he starts telling us about his dog got hit a week ago and they took it to the vet spent like $300 or $400 trying to save this dog, and it died anyway.
Oh.
And we kept our mouths shut, just looking at each other like, oh my God, what have we done?
Yeah, terrible.
And we still know this guy, and we've never said a word to him that it was us that hit his dog that night.
Do you think you want to call him right now? You can give Biggie the number, and he can call him, and you can tell him on our air.
It's haunted me all this time, but I'm still not ready.
You're not ready. You're not going to do
on,
it.
Man, clear your conscience right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Wow. How long has it been?
Oh, my God. So that would have been 87.
Whoa. He ain't ready.
Oh, no.
You're never going to be ready. I don't believe it. That's been a while.
I go home. I don't live there anymore. It's not around here. Every time I go home and I see this guy, I just die inside a little bit.
Oh, I'll bet. Mm. That's terrible.
Yeah,
that's...
man, I got my dog tattooed. Remember the one that, that got hit and nobody knew? I got him tatted on my arm here. Oh, that's real special.
Oh, man, that is so terrible. That just makes me hurt inside.
Is that
that's
something
what he
looked
you
like.
Say? I mean, I don't know.
Man, awful.
Do you tell him on your deathbed?
I think you should. Leave him
a
note. Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
Yeah. That's awful. Man.
Make sure you don't pull through.
Before I die.
Yeah.
He might smother you or something.
Yeah. Maybe you should type out a letter and send it to him that way.
In the event of your death?
Yeah.
Anonymous.
I'll leave it to him. Send it to him and say, only open after I'm dead.
Exactly. It has to be that way.
I killed your dog.
Thank you, Shane, for sharing that with us. Mm. But, man, that's brutal.
Yeah.
If you've got it to do over again, I think you have to say.
I think we all want to think of ourselves as good people who would, in that scenario, say, I'm going to find the owner. But people panic.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I feel like deep down, everyone's initial thing is lie and hide it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you look around, you go, oh, my God, I just killed a dog. Mm-hmm. Did anyone see it?
High school boys make dumb decisions. Groups of high school boys make dumber decisions.
Yeah.
In his case, I agree.
Yeah.
Shane is, I mean, that's probably what I would have done. It's just driven off.
Oh, yeah. I think even in the guy who shot the dog.
I don't know about that. When you shoot a dog, now you've shot a dog by accident. I think he has a plausible, like, I thought it was a bear. You know, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wolf or whatever, you know. It was growling at me. I had no idea. I'm so sorry. Plus, you don't know the person. Now, Shane, who just called, I think, had a harder time.
And it wasn't in the owner's yard, it sounds like.
It was out.
It was supposed to be contained. I mean, that's the one thing, is if you have a dog, you're supposed to contain it.
Yeah. I think the guy in the story should have looked. And I think I would have, after shooting him, thought about it for a minute, and then my conscience would have gotten the best of me, and I would have been at the house to house.
Mm.
Now, in Shane's case, I think I'd probably be doing exactly what Shane's doing right now.
Turn tail and run.
Still holding
your mouth shut. Omerta.
I mean, when you're, I like that. That's a good, when you're 17 or whatever he was, then you keep it shut. And listen, it only happened in 1987. So
there's still plenty of time.
It's still caught up on 40 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's too bad Casey Kasem isn't alive. In year 40, he could have told him via Casey Kasem like an anniversary.
Yep, that's right.
Another dead dog letter.
Yeah. A second. I got a special letter here from Shane.
A second dead dog letter.
Shane says 40 years ago, he killed his best friend's dog.
Yep.
If he was humping in the road.
Which, you know, honestly, bad choice by the dogs.
Yeah.
Get out of the road. Right.
You ever heard the Casey Kasem? You know the Casey Kasem?
I do.
Classic. You know who Casey Kasem is?
I do, yeah.
And you know his mistake when he was doing the dog story? The dog, he used to take requests and dedications, the top 40,
this,
you know.
This is the greatest outtake in radio history.
The best outtake ever. Here it is. So he's doing a request and dedication about the death of a dog.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Get used to that. Best outtake in the history
ever. To this day, we still want to know what song was there.
Yes.
God, that's what right. Up-tempo
someone's
record.
Found this, someone has heard it. We
know the slow song he was going into.
The P1s have heard of it because was it...
Well, the XM radio played
was
it.
Was it a Pointer Sisters song coming
can't
out?
Remember.
Or something up-tempo like that?
Rusty will know. Our fact checker will get it. He was going into that really slow... he played... song about the dog dying.
Was it Shannon? That's about a dead
Shannon.
Dog.
He was playing Shannon as
the dedication.
But the GD up-tempo record, I forgot.
Was it Pointer Sisters? I can't recall.
It may have been. It was like...
Was it Neutron Dance?
It might have been.
I don't know.
I think it was before Neutron Dance.
Maybe,
I think
because that's like Beverly Hills Cop, right?
I think it was
Was 70. It Jump for My Love?
Oh.
Couldn't tell
that's
you.
That's a banger.
We have... Man, it's ponderous, man. It's effing ponderous. I love that. Anyway... I hate all this dog death. Dog.
Yeah, a little Hemi.
Yeah, it's
but,
brutal.
But now we know. Now Hemi's owners at least have some closure.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is and pets. And a situation that we can all understand.
They should mix it together.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.